Like, Yom Yom Rishon b'Shabbos. Today's Sunday. It's Toiv. Yudzayin Tevis. You heard before in the Yom Mashiach HaGaula, what the Rebbe said in Tavshin and Beis, about Toiv Tevis. And we are learning with the help of God, HaYom Yom, which we do every Sunday during the second hour. This is the official topic, unless of course we find one of many reasons to be distracted. And we're learning the Yom Yom of Chaf Hei Adar Aleph, which is the Rebbetzin's birthday. The Rebbetzin was not born in a leap year. Chaf Hei Adar, our Rebbetzin. Her birth is Chaf Hei Adar. She was born in a regular... The Rebbe's wife, yeah. Chai Mushka. Her birthday is Chaf Hei Adar, but she was born in a regular year, which means, technically speaking, that she would keep the second Adar as her birthday, but there's certainly a Indian, when you're born in Adar, you get to have two birthdays in a way. The 25th of Adar. And it's a short little entry, yeah? So let's read it. Yom Shlishi, Chaf Hei Adar Aleph Hei Tavshin Gimel. Shiyurim Chumish Vayakal Shlishi Imperish Rashi, Tilim Kufyu Tes Ashle Mitzvah Chameyed, Tanya Vedel Shakos of Hillel Mem Aleph Barichas. And the entry reads, Hoshienu Acha Shir Shayoim, the recital of Hoshienu after Shir Shayoim. We say Heim Bechol, Heim B'Shabbos, Yom Tov Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim. We always say Hoshienu. Who cares, right? What are we talking about? You know, childhood is romantic and nostalgic. Everybody remembers their childhood as being like the best world possible. So I'm going to share with you a stupid childhood experience. Okay, you have to sit here and suffer it because I'm the teacher. I'm sorry. Lubavitcher Siddurim have evolved. Now they have been completely retyped. But before the retyping of the Lubavitcher Siddur, there was also a certain evolution occurring in the Lubavitcher Siddur. If you've been around Lubavitch, you remember that once upon a time, the davening of Shabbos, after Shacharis, you have a Yom Yom Shabbos Kedish, a Yom Yom Shabbos Kedish, a Bo Yehoyovim, a Midish, Midmishel Yom Shabbos. After it, after the Kapitel Tidlim, which is Kapitel Tzadik Beis, it said, Oimrim Hoshienu, and in Elul you say, Lovad Hashem Oirim. And Atahareis Ladas was in a bigger type. Atahareis was in a big type, and then the second paragraph, the Hebrew Tzai was in a bigger type. Once upon a time, around 1978 or 79, they fixed the Lubavitcher Siddur, and they took out the big Atahareis, they put in a small Atahareis, and they put Hoshienu in. But if you look at the Siddur now, you'll see, after Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos, you have the Hayom Yom, the Shir Shayom Shabbos, then you have Hoshienu, then you have Atahareisa, and then you have Rehib and Tzayiba. Atahareisa is in a small type. And when that change was done, I was very depressed. I liked the big Atahareisa. It's like so unimportant, but a child is so affected by little things. Apparent, what is Hoshienu? Hoshienu was a psalm that we say after the Shir Shayom. It's pretty much a compilation of the ends of the Svarim. If you look in Tilim, the Tilim has five Svarim. Kapitel Mem Aleph is the end of Sefer Aleph. Kapitel Ayin Aleph is the end of Sefer Beis. Kapitel Pei Tes, the end of Sefer Gimel. Kapitel Kuf Vav is the end of Sefer Dalet. And of course, Kapitel Kuf Nun is the end of Sefer Hei. Hoshienu is the last few psukim of several of those Svarim. It's like sort of the end of the Tilim put together into a little paragraph. It's Hoshienu Hashem Elokeinu V'Kapitel. We say it every day, we say Shir Shayoyim. In some communities, they don't say it Shabbos and Yom Tov, only during the week. We say it Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. And this is the significance of this printing change. The old Lubavitcher Siddurim didn't have Hoshienu on Shabbos. It just said in small type, you're supposed to say Hoshienu. Which is why other communities of Jews would say, Lubavitch doesn't say Hoshienu on Shabbos. I saw the old Lubavitcher Siddur, but now they changed it. I've heard this from people. We always say Hoshienu. Now, we don't know the reasons for these things. This is the Himmel de Gezach, right? The custom of saying Shir Shayoyim is mentioned in the Mishnah. In other words, even though our Siddur has evolved over the ages, the custom of reciting a psalm each day is ancient. There's different minhagim about it. The Gro had a whole different Seder of saying Tilim. We say always the same day of the week. In other Kilis, they say on Yom Tov, different kapitlach. But in the Mishnah enumerates the song that they sang in the Beis HaMikdash. On Sunday they said the David Mizmer, because Hashem added some laya, and on Monday they said Shibiz of Nekerach, and Tuesday they said Mizmer Yosef, and on Wednesday they said Kiel Nekomis. The Kapitlach Tilim that we say each day of the week was sang in the first Beis HaMikdash. In other words, it's in our daily prayer. It's one of the most ancient parts of Jewish tradition. What we have done is we're not in the Beis HaMikdash, but we've incorporated into our daily prayer that we should say the Shir Shalyeim as it was done, Hashir Shalyeim Eim Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, on Rosh Hashanah, they didn't sing the daily song. They had a special song. On Yom Tov, they didn't sing the daily song. They had a special song. Our custom is that even on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we still say the daily kapitel, even though it wasn't said in the Beis HaMikdash. But in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't say Hoshienu. They just said a song. Hoshienu was added later. So I suspect, and this is completely based on nothing, that Hoshienu is viewed by some like Tachnun kind of thing. I'm just thinking about the words. Hoshienu, Hoshienu connotes that David is helping us. In other words, on a day which is especially spiritual, you don't have to say Hoshienu. And our custom is that even on Shabbos, you don't have to say Hoshienu as well. Which means that it seems to me that we disagree about what is the significance of saying Hoshienu. Hoshienu really means you say one kapitel Tilim, and then you summarize the whole Tilim. This is the way I see it. You say a few psukim from kapitel Kovav, a few psukim from kapitel Memalef. You say psukim at the end of the several of the five svarim, the tilim, which are culminatory, which are end the tilim. So the way I see it, this is all my own personal conjecture, and I didn't research this. I didn't sit this morning and study this. I didn't, honestly. We say a kapitel tilim, one psalm, but there's 150 kapitel tilim. So then you say a paragraph, which is a summary of the whole sefer tilim. This is the way I understand Hoshienu. So the way I'm getting it is, in those communities that on Shabbos and Yom Tov don't say Hoshienu, it's because they view Hoshienu as an idea of Tachnun. There's no Beis HaMikdash. So even though we're reciting the kapitel Tilim that's associated with Hashir Choyoyim of Beis HaMikdash, they say Hoshienu. So Yom Tov and Shabbos, you don't want to say it. But for us, it's different. We're saying Hashir Choyoyim of Beis HaMikdash, and we're saying that even though we're only saying one psalm, it's like as if we said the whole Sefer Tilim, which is a different kavon. Now, if what I told you is true, that's incredible. But the chances are that I just made up a Baba Maisa. So you can put it in your collection of Baba Maises, and when you're in the middle of telling Baba Maises, you'll have one more Baba Maisa to tell. But this is my derher. And I want to repeat again. In the Beis HaMikdash, every day they said a kapitel. On regular days, Sunday, they said what we say on Sunday. Monday they said what we say on Monday. Tuesday they said what we say on Tuesday, and so forth. But when they had a Yom Tov, they suspended the regular kapitel. They didn't say it. They said a special kapitel for the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And on those years that it was the second day of Rosh Hashanah, they said a different kapitel, and Yom Kippur and Sukkot. I saw that in the Siddur Agra, this is what they do. I don't think Hasidim do this, but by the Misnagdim, those who follow the Agra, they say the correct psalm that was said in the Beis HaMikdash on those respective days. We don't do that. We say the regular kapitel tilim, whether it's Yom Tov or it's not Yom Tov, and so forth and so on. And we add Hoshienu. In the Beis HaMikdash, they did not say Hoshienu. And here there's a division of Minhagim. In other Kehilas, they only say Hoshienu on ordinary days, on weekdays, not on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We always say Hoshienu. And I'm offering you a reason. Because their saying of Hoshienu is lamenting that there's no Beis HaMikdash. So on a Shabbos and a Yom Tov, you don't want to lament. And we say Hoshienu because it's like saying we only said one kapitel tilim, but in this one psalm, it's as if we're saying the whole tilim. And this is why the psukim of Hoshienu are the last psukim of various of the svarim. Ikir kapitel mamalev and kapitel kuf vov. But like I told you, I don't know if this is true or false. The bottom line is, you got to do what it says in Siddur. That's the short of this. Okay, Hoshienu, achashir shayoyim. When we say the daily psalm, we should always say Hoshienu. And this custom is a Lubavitcher custom. There are Jews who don't do this way.